There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, good afternoon, and welcome to the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here from 11 to 1 every day on Republic Broadcasting. And I just want to make this program note that you can now go to rbnlive.com and you can get back on and listen live on the internet. We're having some problems today. I am too here in Colorado with our internet connection, so I'm doing a phone feed today. So if you don't hear the voice as clear as possible, it's only because we're having a huge storm here in Colorado again. We've got another foot on the ground where I'm at, which now brings it over 9 feet this year. Quite interesting. And also I heard that Republic's having a little bit of trouble on their side, on their internet. So if you're listening live and it clicks on, clicks off, go back to it, and you should be able to get through. We're also on 12.180 shortwave and on satellite all around the world. Okay, also I wanted to make this note. The archives at RBN are being repaired, and they're going to be back up intact, and that's going all the way back years to when RBN began. And it'll also update for all the listeners and the people that have been on my show in the last 3 weeks. These shows are being taped, and you'll be able to go and get a copy and listen to the archives shortly. Also, a friend of mine, Patrick Doherty, at RepublicNewsRadio.com, you can go there, and he started to archive all the shows of all the broadcasters as of yesterday. So you can get yesterday's show there. And another friend of mine in Michigan is doing this, taping all my shows individually, and he's going to be making MP3s of those so that everybody's going to get a chance to get these. So a lot of people are coming to the rescue of RBN. It shows you how important this station is. Many, many people want to listen to it, and we will get things back in order very shortly. Let's see what we're doing today. It's Friday. Yes, it is Friday, and I've got a show in the first hour. I'm going to talk with Lucretia Smith, and she's really an interesting woman who about 20 years ago began to look at natural medicine, and she brings to you a lot of good things you want to hear today. We'll get to that shortly after this break. And in the second hour, good interview. Phil Jahan, a 9/11 investigator who's been doing a jaywalking tour around the country, is now in North Pole, Alaska, working on his video, and he's got a lot of things to talk about 9/11 and about how he's been censored, really kept out of the club, the 9/11 little club that there is going now that I see happening. You go to the same conferences, you get the same speakers, and new messages need to be heard, and I've said that publicly, and not to discredit any of the people that have been trying to do things, but you know what? Not the whole story has not been told. And I'll tell you how I can prove that. We still haven't gotten any justice in 5 years. So, anyway, we'll get to that in a second hour. But let me update a story that's on my website. And I know I only have a minute here, so I'm going to have to run over after the break and finish it. But let me get you to my website. That's www.arcticbeacon. That's ArcticBeacon.com, and you can go there and read a story. I've updated the Leo Wanta story, and I questioned, another writer named Alf Mendez questioned Wanta, and he says, does Leo Wanta have close ties with Bush Sr., and did he work together with Mark Rich? And you remember the infamous money laundering pig, Mark Rich, who was pardoned by Clinton at a last-minute pardon behind closed doors. And the question remains, who is Leo Emil Wanta? And will Americans ever see one penny of the $4.5 trillion he claims is earmarked for the betterment of the economy? Now, that story is addressed on my website, and I'm going to get to that right after this break. But let me also mention this. Go there. I'm running a pledge drive this month, and I'd like your help to keep the truth going, and the readers and reader and listener support it. Is very difficult. So go there, Arctic Beacon, make it easy. Support the truth. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. EnerHealth Botanicals, home of EnerFood, the revolutionary energy drink, and NutriCafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our EnerFood formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. EnerHealth uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit EnerHealth at EnerFood.com. That's EnerFood.com. Or call 866-762-9238. EnerHealth is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk until peace has come.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal on this Friday, and I've been notified that Lucretia Smith, my guest, has had an emergency. She may be able to get with us later in the show, but we will go to Plan B today. And very rarely do I ever do call-ins and open lines, and I'm going to do that more often. And so why don't we do that this hour, because I have a guest coming on the second hour. And if Lucretia Smith does pop in, we'll talk with her. But anyway, I'll reschedule her. I guess she's had a family emergency. So we will do that. And let me give you the phone number. So if you have any questions regarding the Leo Wanta story, regarding anything we talk about in this show, the Vatican, the Almanac of Evil we've been talking about, the pedophile ring, I've had many guests on regarding that, income taxes, the real truth behind that, any kind of stories about 9/11, call me at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and I'll open the lines up this hour due to Lucretia Smith's emergency. But let me get back to the Leo Wanta story. That is on my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. Now, I'm a journalist, and I've been dealing with the English language all my life. And I'll tell you what, I'm not one of the best spellers in the world. I guess I've learned through repetition. However, Arctic Beacon is interesting. People tell me, you must buy that other domain name that's spelled A-R-T-I-C, because many people still spell it that way because it's said that way. So anyway, that's acceptable, but I'm going to do that because I get a lot of people who email me and say, geez, I can't get through to your website, and then I find out they didn't put the C in Arctic. So So it is arcticbeacon.com, and I am running a pledge drive this month. So if you want to help me out, go there and hit the support Arctic Beacon button, because you know that I am funded primarily through listeners and readers. And also, I'll give a plug to RBN. They got a great advertising program over at the radio station. Call there, and you'll get your banner ad read by millions of people who listen to this radio station. So go there and do some advertising and help out RBN stay afloat. And many people have in the past, and I just want to do that, and they'll take care of you. You can call RBN at, boy, what's the number there? You can call 800-313-9443 and get through also. Talk to the people, or call, here's the office number, let me give you that, 800-724-2719, if you want to advertise with RBN Radio. Now, if you want to call me today, 800-313-9443, I'll entertain any subjects that you may have, but I'm discussing right now an update on my website that I have regarding the Leo Wanta story. So anyway, the question becomes, who really is Leo Emil Wanta? We've had him on my show many, many times. Let me just go back and document this before I start going through this story I put on my website. But we've had Leo on many, many times, and I've had him hours and hours allow him to tell his story. And then I've also had Michael Cottrell, his treasurer, on to tell his story. And I've also had Christopher Story, who's the writer in London, to tell his story. And I really questioned them very hard. I allowed them to speak, and that's the proper way to do it. However, when, as you know, he entered into an agreement supposedly to repatriate $4.5 trillion, when I heard that figure, my head spun, because I said, is there really that much money out there? And apparently there is. Apparently there's a lot more than that out there. And apparently it's all in the hands of the last three presidential administrations and all their cronies. And you know what they're using it for war, destruction, and nothing good for the American people. Because you can see from the landscape of this country what's happening. Look at the illegal immigration issue. They're flooding this country with illegal immigrants for a reason. They're taking, at the same time, taking away our jobs, taking away all of the manufacturing and moving that to China and overseas in order to do business at a cheaper rate and then sell the same products here. So basically, we've become a service economy, and that's by design. We need to stop that. There's been a lot of rhetoric about it, but you're going to look at the real reason they're doing this. That is to destroy this country from within, and they're doing it militarily, using our boys overseas. I was reading yesterday in the Boulder Weekly, a 20-year-old college student wrote, there was an anti-war article, and the 20-year-old college student said this. He said, and it was disturbing, because he says, what am I doing in college? What am I doing now in this crazy world? Why am I even here? He was a freshman in college. And he said, yes, you may disagree with the war, but I'm really considering going in, because what else can I do here? I mean, I don't have any future. I don't even see any jobs out there. So here we have a 20-year-old who's not been given the truth by the mainstream media about the war, about what's happening in his country, and is considering joining the military and possibly becoming another casualty. I'm personally going to call that guy, because he put his name in there, and try to track him down and show to him that it's better to stay here than to go over there and to fight these people from here. And what I mean by that is, instead of putting on your military garb and going over there and fighting innocent people, keep your civilian clothes on and let's fight the people here in this country who are destroying it. That would be better served. And I'll tell you what, that little email yesterday I read, or that little letter to the editor of the Boulder Weekly I read yesterday, is indicative of how a lot of people feel. Even, you know, you go through the University of Colorado, you would think that these young students are educated to what's going on, but they're not. They have been fed a brainwashing scam that has infiltrated down into even the colleges. And here we have, and those are the people that we have to rely on in the future to really bring this country back. So it's very sad. And I was just sitting there chomping at the bit going, God, can I please tell this young man what's happening? And so that comes to my, let's get to the Lewanta story, and then we're going to talk about a whole bunch of other things this hour, an open line this hour, 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Investigative Journal on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let me get to the story. More shocking facts are coming forward about the real story behind Leo Emil Wanta, known as the $27.5 trillion man. Some of the new revelations made by researcher and writer Alf Mendez claim Wanta had close business ties with Bush Sr. and was actually involved in money laundering activities with the infamous Mark Rich, known as Mark Reich. Wanta, a Treasury agent under President Reagan, came on the public scene depicting himself as a white knight riding that white steed with saddlebags full of trillions of dollars of offshore money. The only problem, though, he said, was the evil Bush administration was blocking his money, and money he was going to direct back to the American people, as Reagan prescribed when Wanta was assigned the task of destabilizing the Russian ruble at the end of the Cold War, now amounting to trillions of dollars in hundreds of scattered offshore bank accounts. The former Treasury agent also said publicly he was fighting the New World Order and at serious odds with the last three presidential administrations, who actually jailed him in Switzerland and also here, he said. Now, who, he said, was also stealing, this is the administrations, hundreds of trillions of dollars earmarked for the American people. However, in order to gain some reparations, 8 months ago, Wanta supposedly entered into a written agreement with the Bush administration to repatriate $4.5 trillion, in which approximately $1.5 trillion would be tax payments for the U.S. Treasury, with the remaining money to be used to jumpstart the American economy. So he painted this picture of we're bringing this money back, we're going to get this $4.5 trillion, get us back to, you know, get this country back to where we were. He depicted Reagan as a patriot, and those things started to dwell in my mind. And I don't consider Ronald Reagan a patriot, but through the people I've interviewed and through the things that happened to me, in fact, when I was in Rome working as a journalist, I never tell many people this, Reagan made his first visit to Rome. I was almost killed in a bombing there before he came. And, of course, it was one of their fake terrorist groups about right after the bombing where no one was injured, thank God. I was almost injured in that. I was very close to it. 10 seconds later, if I was in the hallway where the bomb went off, I would have been not here speaking today. But anyway, you're only here as long as you're supposed to be, so I guess it wasn't my time. But anyway, about four or five terrorist groups in Italy then decided to call and say they did it. And when you started looking at what was going on in Italy, that made me think about it. And so I just found out that the terrorist groups were again funded by America. Kissinger had his hands in it. Michael Ledeen had his hands in it. And a number of Italians did. That's why they killed Aldo Moro. I was there when that happened, and he was in a trunk of a car. And that story broke there. So they were doing the same thing there. So Mr. Reagan is not one of my favorite people for that personal incident. And as I researched Mr. Reagan throughout the years, I consider him to be one of the biggest traitors in American history. Now, Ronald Reagan was plucked out of Eureka College, and he's been one of their boys for a long time. And let me mention this about him. He reinstituted Vatican relations. Yes, he did. Diplomatic relations after over 100 and some years of the relations being broken because there was actually proof hidden now by all these, you know, people who hide the history of America. The Vatican was involved. They got a hit team through the Jesuit order to kill Lincoln. And they did. They blamed it on John Wilkes Booth, just like the same thing they did with Kennedy, blaming it on Oswald. Well, the other people involved in this were then transported to Canada. From Canada, they were then taken to the Vatican and protected there. So the story then, at that time, the Patriots became angry, so they broke off diplomatic relations with the Vatican. And Ronald Reagan reinstituted them. We're going to come back, 800-313-9443, back after this short break.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lives, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
On the Investigative Journal, and I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for the next hour and a half. I want to just mention that we're having a little problem with the internet connection, so if you do get clicked off, click back on. I'm doing this on a phone hookup, so we are going to get through this show one way or the other. Also, the archives at RBN will be put up shortly, and in the interim, I do have a friend that's doing taping my shows, but there are I just noticed that someone sent me an email, Patrick Doherty, and at republicnewsradio.com you can get yesterday's shows. He started archiving each one of the broadcasters' show on RBN. So if you want to go and listen to yesterday's show, you can do it at republicnewsradio.com. And it's good to see a lot of people coming to the aid of RBN. So anyway, the archives will be up shortly. I've been going over this Leo Wanta story, so let's go back. I got off on a little bit of a tangent, but it is related stuff. In order to get some reparations, 8 months ago, Wanta supposedly entered into a written agreement with the Bush administration to repatriate $4.5 trillion, in which approximately $1.5 trillion would be tax payments for the U.S. Treasury, but the remaining money to be used to jumpstart the American economy. However, in the 8 months, not one red cent has surfaced with Wanta going underground and not speaking to the press, while his spokesman, Ameritrust Treasurer Michael C. Cottrell, and London writer Christopher Story continued to blame the delay in honoring the Wanta settlement on the stubbornness and criminal behavior of the entire Bush cabinet. It should be noted that others have come forward, including V.K. Durham, who have questioned the veracity of Wanta, of the Wanta version of the story, saying there is another more deceptive side to Wanta. Durham called Wanta an old PSYOPs agent who worked in the past with Wanta, having a hand in illegally trying to obtain her trust account with the suspicious death of her military husband, who was in the control of numerous CIA black ops bank accounts. Since Durham leveled her charges, Wanta and his camp became quite irate, privately saying the charges were ridiculous, but publicly refusing to comment on anything that might conflict with Wanta's version of his story. Further, when the Arctic Beacon questioned whether the Vatican was involved in holding up the Wanta settlement, Cottrell categorically denied any involvement by Rome, but later issued a story through writer Story in London, indicating the Vatican was actually trying to help release the Wanta funds. And after this statement was made, it was immediately met by a host of true American patriots with suspicion and even laughter. This faction of patriots, knowing that the sinister and evil Jesuit order and the Vatican have no intentions of ever doing anything good for the American people and its economy. Further, the Wanta camp, through writer Story's comments, never wanted to seriously probe and the Vatican issue, and even stated the Queen of England was on the good side, helping them retrieve the money, while this same faction of true American patriots knows the Queen works together with the Vatican evildoers and is part of the Vatican-led New World Order. Returning to the question of who really is Leo Emil Wanta, Wanta first claims Reagan is a true patriot, while others can prove with hard facts that Reagan was one of the biggest traitors in the history of the Republic. Further, Wanta claims he has been fighting against the evil in the last three presidential administrations, while new evidence has surfaced by researcher and writer Alf Mendez, who claims Wanta had close ties with Bush Sr. and others working for the Vatican-led New World Order. And so on my story on the website, go to it, I got Mendez's story that was printed, and he gives you a little bit of a different background of Leo Wanta and some of his activities. And go ahead and read it, so you'll get the full story on this $4.5 trillion. Now, it's been 8 months since this supposed agreement has been entered into. Not one red cent has been seen. And let me tell you this. When I brought up the Vatican, I've been treated badly by that group. They don't want to speak to me anymore regarding that. And then when I mentioned that there were other people criticizing Wanta, they sent their attorney out after me, stating that I should never print anything bad about Leo Wanta and that it's negligent that I do, and that negligence equals libel. And I told the attorney, Thomas Henry, that he should read his law books again, because everyone in law school, including myself, knows the New York Times case and knows that the standard for libel in this case, because Leo Wanta is a public figure, is not negligence, but it is malice aforethought, which is a very big hurdle to cross. And he knows very well that that hurdle can never be crossed in this, and that there was no libelous statements made, and just tried to strong-arm me to shut up. And, well, that's not going to happen, because we're going to get the full story here, because there are trillions of dollars being stolen. It's just, you know, who are the real thieves in this case? And Mr. Wanta, come on forward and talk about it again. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Second half hour, and I'm going to hold open the lines of this second half hour. If you want to call me, 800-313-9443. We were talking about the Leo Wanta story, which I've updated for you, and I got much more to talk about. In the second hour, we're going to bring on Phil Jahan, a 9/11 researcher, update his Jaywalking Across America tour that has now ended up in North Pole, Alaska. He started out, by the way, in Austin, Texas. And so it's a good story. Anyway, I want to bring Phil on from Alaska. And Chris, if you're listening, give him a call early because he sleeps late. So make sure he gets up. He just asked me to give him a call a half hour early, and my phone was being tied up here doing the show on the phone today. So please do that for me. But anyway, let me just update, give you a program note. RBNLive.com, you can listen live now to RBN. We are having a little internet problem on my end and on the RBN's end this morning, and they're correcting that. So if it clicks on, clicks off, and I can understand if there's a problem, we're working on it right now, and you can just click on and click. If it clicks off, go back, and you can get back on the Internet. But we're also on 12.180, and that's shortwave. And please do me a favor. Email me at arcticbeacon@earthlink.net, and Tell me what you think about all these stories that I write about. I do get a lot of emails, but I just want to encourage you that I like to talk to you. My phone number, too, I give out my number, 509-242-9681. You can call me if you have a good story, if you basically want to make a comment, and we can stay in touch. So let me finish up on this Leo Wanta story. All I'm asking, when I brought it out, I got static on both sides of the fence. Oh, it's not true. Why are you doing this? Who's this guy? It is true. Follow the story. Well, the real point is you really don't know in the beginning. You just allow people to speak. Want is a guy that has an interesting and sordid background. And the story was immense. And I knew underneath it there was some truth. And yet we've yet to really get to the bottom of it. But we do know that they've been stealing trillions of dollars through Reagan's initiative, Executive Order 12333, which paved the way for this offshore banking scheme to take place. And it was supposedly done to bring back more money and to stabilize the American economy. Well, of course, when they say something, they always do the opposite. And it was primarily done to make it easier for the criminals to hide their money. And that's what they've been doing. Now, Wanta came forward saying he was going to he was on the good side trying to get the money for the American people. Well, when that 4.5T comes, you know, I'll eat my words. But at this particular juncture, I think the Vatican, I think their minions in the Council on Foreign Relations, I think Wanta has connections with Casey and all these guys in the past. You know, they always say once an agent, always an agent. And we're going to try to disprove that. I hope Mr. Wanton come forward and show that he's truly on the right side. But all of this amounts to me a bunch of hot air that's going back and forth, blaming the. See, the real key is they want to bring down Bush. I mean, that's their whole key. Bush knows that. I mean, they want to make him out to be an idiot, and so they play this game to create hatred towards an institution. And that is the American government. Now, we have an individual in there who is corrupt. We know that. But why do they work this way? Well, look at Hugo Chavez. He's constantly throwing barbs at President Bush and making him out to be an idiot. Well, he's also working with them, folks, because he does the same thing. It's fuming, and it's creating this hatred, which most people consider to be, you know, one guy's on the good side, one guy's on the bad side, and you know what you have to understand is they're all working together. And the Wanta story has those kind of things in it too, because if you think about it, what are they creating? This idea that the government has no money, the government can't do anything, the people of America can't do anything. We have no way to take the government back. We have no way to do anything. In the meantime, they're walking away with trillions of dollars, and what happens? It's a typical carrot and stick story unless the money comes forward. And it's been 8 months, and I still don't see a penny. So you got to start questioning it. And you better believe the people that are working for the Vatican are involved in this story. And it could be just a big PSYOPs campaign, but it could be true. But listen to this. They are stealing the trillions, and that's why you go digging for a story like this, because inside somewhere, somehow, you're going to get to the bottom of how they did it. And we should never let them do it again. So let's be smart. Let's start facing them, confronting them, asking them the difficult questions, not be just like the mainstream media and allow these guys to walk away with all your money. And the mainstream media basically works with them. So anyway, we have a big, huge problem. So I'm going to leave it at that on the Wanta story and continue on. One thing I did want to do, a lot of times I bring up, I bring guests on my show regarding the IRS tax laws. Now, the reason I do that is because I want to set the record straight on really what you can do to not pay these criminals any more money. And every year when April 15th rolls around, I sit there and roll my head and I go, how many people realize the real laws behind this and what their rights are? And it's really crazy because everybody like sheeple goes filing down to the post office, paying these criminals and actually saying, here, you know what, lie to me more, do more to me, kill me even, I don't know, but here's your money because I'm afraid of the IRS. Well, the IRS are a bunch of thugs that go around intimidating people who don't know their rights. Now, but let's just start out clearly. The income tax laws, and it can be verified through, if you do some legal research, I have a law degree, I've done research before, I've had guests on the show that know what they're talking about, and they say the safest thing for you to do is to never file. It's voluntary. See, the tax is a voluntary income tax. And this is very, very important. They don't want you to know this, and they'll go to lengths to make you file, 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 because once you file, you're screwed. And the real key here is you have a right not to file. It's voluntary. Or you can pay. If you feel like you want to pay to these guys, if you believe in what's happening in our country now, if you want to go do that, you have all the right in the world to pay. Give them one-fourth of your earnings. Now, I think you should keep it for yourself. If you have a family, keep it for your family and use it to better your own life than to keep paying into this corrupt system when it is voluntary. Now, there have been people, in fact, Aaron Russo has come out with that Freedom to Fascism video, and that's sold millions of copies all over the place. And I've recently listened to him on another talk show, and he said that it is dangerous not to file income tax, your income taxes. And, you know, he was going through the whole thing about how it is, you know, what you do, how it's wrong, how it's this, how it's that. But he didn't really address the major issue, and he made it seem like you shouldn't file and you should be, it's dangerous not to file. Well, that's the safest thing you can do. And I don't know why, maybe he's just misinformed. But anyway, I don't want any of this disinformation out there any longer. And you can verify this with an attorney. He's no longer an attorney licensed in South Carolina, but he's been doing this for over 35 years. And you can go to his website, his name is Robert Clarkson. Go to my website, Arctic Beacon. You can click on IRS Bugging You. We can help. It's a little box on the right side of my website. And you can talk with Robert. He's very personable. We'll talk to anybody who calls. And he's been on my show a number of times, setting the record straight about what you can do now. There's also another banner on my site for a group that's working with him. A voluntary tax has the best, most effective on taxing materials to free you from tax slavery. Well, anyway, go and click on that website. You'll see a man in black hat and black sunglasses in a banner, and you can get the real scoop on the income tax laws. Now, one when you don't file, there's many ways to get out for you to figure out how not to file, depending on your situation. And that you can discuss with Robert, and we'll leave it for another show. But here's basically what I'm getting at. If you don't file, people go, well, what's going to happen? Well, maybe nothing. Many people that don't file, and there's millions of them, never receive any letters whatsoever. Now, if you happen to be one of the few in that few percentile that receive letters, they send you a battery of them. There's about four or five different letters they send. Now, you have to know the difference between which letter is which, okay? And if you, there's only one you need to respond to, and that's the demand to pay letter. And Robert, in his audios and videos, show you what that letter is. And that's the only one you need to respond to. And what you do is you simply write and you say, the tax is voluntary and I do not owe you anything. Thank you. And they'll never touch you again. Now, if you don't respond to that letter, they do this little lawyer's trick, this evil lawyer's trick. And if you don't respond to that letter, they use a legal term called silence in absentia, which means that by your silence, you've admitted you owe the money. And what they do then is they file for you and you're screwed. So you got to know that one letter. That's it. It's not hard. I mean, everybody can do it. So remember, income tax, voluntary. You want to pay these keep paying these criminals, go right ahead. But if you don't, use your rights. Know your rights. And there's so many people in this country that don't know their rights. I mean, we hear about the Patriot Act. But you realize what they've done with that? I mean, seriously, most people just think, well, I'm going to hide from the system. I'm going to get away. I don't need to deal with this. And if somebody else bucks the system, that's their problem. Well, listen, you know, they've stripped away our rights systematically in the Patriot Act, and you better read it. Because when you read it, you'll be shocked to know that they can do just about anything they want to you in any area. They can take away, they can walk into your house without a warrant. They can read your mail. They can do most everything they want. And this is in tune with the fascist mindset they're trying to manipulate you with in this country. Now, where does it come from? Of course, originally it comes from your government. But it goes much, much deeper than that, and that's what we do on this show. You take those peels of the onion off where most people are afraid to get at and say it right out in the open. It is the Vatican-led A New World Order. And if you want to start researching it, go right ahead, because you're going to be shocked at what you find out. You got to get over this fact that they're a religious organization, and it's bigotry, religious bigotry, when you say anything bad about these people, because they're not a religious organization. And we've discussed on this show many times why. And let me just mention this. I'm going to have on Monday and Tuesday next week, it's going to be a great week. But anyway, we've talked many times about the Jesuit connection here and what they're involved with. And Father Alberto Rivera was a man of integrity, a man who worked, became a priest in good faith and worked in the Vatican and learned about their evils. He was picked because of his intelligence, because of his knowledge, because of the type of person he was to basically work at the high levels. And when he found out what he had to do, and that was infiltrate American Baptist Protestant churches and to basically undermine them and make them a pawn of the Vatican, he couldn't take it anymore, and he decided to tell the truth. And his revelations go deep because he knew about the connections between the American government and the Vatican at high levels. He knew about the CIA connection. He knew about how the Black Pope, his Jesuit general, controls the Pope, and also how they put together this network of intelligence agencies with the Mossad, the FBI, the KGB, all at high levels, working together, all in a unified effort to bring about what they call now their final crusade. And that's what we're in right now, a crusade, actually a genocide. And people are being hoodwinked into believing that it's a real war of terrorism, when it is a fronted war of terrorism by these people who are using the Muslim people, the Christians, and the Israelis. And they love to blame the Jews on everything, because that foments hatred here in America. And they always place their Jewish minions who work with them, and they do have people like Silverstein, who owns the Trade Center, and others who front for them and allow that negativity to be directed towards them, so that the real criminals continue to operate all over the world unabated. So that's really what's happening, and you have to understand this. When this thing matures, when we move down the road, when another faked attack occurs, and then there's criticism, the reason they're going to criticize, they don't want this story out. Let me tell you this. In the last 6 months, this story is growing by leaps and bounds. I've turned on a lot of people to it, so have other people, and millions of people now around the world understand what's happening. So what the reason for the Patriot, another reason for the Patriot Act, was to use it against free speech in the end, because what's going to happen is when things become more apparent what they're doing, there are going to be more people speaking out, and they have now, that's why the NSA is there, targeting individuals, targeting people, keeping their names, knowing who they are, and basically using that, the Patriot Act, against their own people. And what I mean by that is this type of speech, which is free speech, which is not harmful speech, which is directed at getting at the truth by facts that have been out in the public and are hidden from the public in many cases, is going to be turned around and said, this is you're conspiring with the enemy. The Muslim enemy has infiltrated the American population, and these speakers of truth supposedly are now going to be targeted. And you know what? They'll be able to use the Patriot Act against free speech, targeting individuals who want to bring truth and justice to this country, and reversing the coin. So the criminals, who are the ones that are actually doing the terrorism, and we know who they are, and it goes all the way up to the Black Pope, the Pope, and many people below him, are going to walk away scot-free, while the people like me and others talking like this are going to be targeted as terrorists. And you know, that's the way they operate. So I wanted to beat them to the punch and let them know that's not going to work, because we're going to take back the Constitution. We're going to put you guys where you belong. And the only person that's going to do that And I'm not, it might not even, you know what, let me just say it this way. The only way it's going to happen is through goodness, through God, who will come back, will come with us and fight these guys. And they fear that. They don't ever want you to know. That's why they burned Bibles in the old days. That's why we don't have free religious dialect in this, or rhetoric in this country. That's why we don't have a free discussion of the truth in this country in the media. That's why we don't have a free government anymore. We have a Congress full of traitors, a Congress that will not deal with the major issues. And we've talked about these major issues. And if they were truthful, if they were truthful about the pedophile ring, which I consider to be the biggest terrorist activity in this country, if they were truthful about what happened in 9/11, then I would take my words back. But they're not. They're intelligent people withholding the truth for their own pockets and taking this country to hell in a handbasket. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Then we're going to get to my guest, Phil Jahan, who I know is up and ready. He's in North Pole, Alaska. It's going to be a good interview in the next hour. But let me finish up in this final segment what I was talking about. The pedophile rings that have been going on in this country since the death of Pope John Paul I who was trying to stop them through a priest in New York called Father Bruce Ritter, who was basically working for the good with the Covenant House in New York. What happened, and this is verified through a phone conversation from Pope John Paul I to when he was still alive, to Father Bruce Ritter and the Covenant House, with the New York Police Department there on the scene listening to this, several investigators who were trying to get at the truth at the time. So this is not hearsay. This is basically a documented phone conversation from the Pope to Father Bruce Ritter, who, of the Covenant House in New York. And the Pope's instructions were, I'm giving you a special dispensation to get at the bottom of the pedophile ring, because there are infiltrators in this church, infiltrators in the government, who are going to begin a huge ring of pedophile and child abductions in America. And I'm giving you a dispensation to gather all the evidence you can and to report back to me. So Ritter began to do that. 10 days later, Pope John Paul I was killed in the Vatican for that reason and for other reasons. And so we have pretty good evidence that why he was killed. Then Pope John Paul II, by the way, a cyanide salesman from Poland, former cyanide salesman from Poland, took over for the Black Pope, and those investigations never reached fruition. And you know the other parts of the story, which we get at on this show. Well, Ritter was then basically... he was discredited. He died a broken man, and they accused him of being a pedophile, which he wasn't. And the New York police detectives that I've talked to regarding him know this story. They traced it all the way to the top of our government, the pedophile problem, along with the top of the Vatican hierarchy in America, which at the time was Cardinal Spellman, and called him one of the most evil and most powerful men in this country. Now that same power has been given to Cardinal Egan, who we've documented had his hands in 9/11 through insiders in Italy who've talked about this story. And so it goes deep. Now, I'm not saying why isn't it talked about? Why? Because if you look at the way this whole operation is run, they've taken over the media, they've taken over the government, and they've taken over any way to get this story out outside of an alternative radio. And so what we have to try to do is to get this to the people, so that the people can begin to see the real evil going on here, the connections and how they do it and how they're protected and what their motives are. And the motive is basically, as said through people I've interviewed on my show, to initiate the next crusade. And you're seeing people die by the thousands, you know, every day in Iraq, and that's the beginning of it, because it's going to explode into the entire Middle East, also into Israel, and then to America, and you're going to see their end game. And the ends justify the means in their war against goodness. And I'll tell you what, we better take up arms now and protect ourselves, because these people will not stop. We'll be back with my next guest after this short break on the Investigative Journal. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.